To celebrate the start of Cochrane Indigenous Art and Culture Week, Route 22 is hosting a special gallery by Iyarhi Nakota artists, Dennis and Daisyne LaBelle, from March 16 to 23. The father and daughter artist duo, members of the Stoney Nakota First Nation, were given the opportunity to display their works of art at a special exhibit at Route 22. After working with Route 22, Dennis said they were given the opportunity to share their art with the community. Like many great artists whose legacies and stories remain well known, he hopes the art created by himself and his daughter immortalize their culture in a creative, impactful, and meaningful way. I hope my name would continue to tell the stories of our culture, traditions, and mostly our people in a positive light, Dennis said. Coming from a community with drugs and alcohol, to find that light that really inspires people is what I really am striving for, to bring that oneness and strength in people's minds. As a way to commemorate the start of Cochrane Indigenous Culture Week, Dennis said he hopes it inspires members of his community to showcase their skills as a way to enlighten their community to the outside world and the community of Cochrane. Most of the young generation have forgotten some of our language, and it's important to instill that imagery and teachings to encourage that, he said. Their gallery showcases depictions of real-life Indigenous leaders that fought at the Battle of Little Bighorn, which was found on the battlefield of Greasy Grass in 1876, which is famously known for Custer's Last Stand. It's where I get my strength from, looking at these historical figures who are kind of like my own superheroes when I was a teenager, Dennis said. I would often hang their pictures on my wall when I was a teenager, so it's a reoccurring thing for me to bring up these things. Everything from the thunder, thunder beings, the four directions, and the sun. The majority of their work is done in acrylic, but Dennis said that they are reviving a form special art created on ledger paper from 1934, which uses crayons. Only we can do it, he said. It's our medium. I don't think anyone other than First Nations can do it. I'm not saying that there are rules to it, but there's history to ledger art that was born out 100 years ago. Our people didn't know how to read or write. How they told their stories was pictographs. They did something similar to that, telling their stories through pictures. Dennis said the unique history of ledger art first started when buffalo and other wildlife started to vanish, and Indigenous tribes would find discarded ledger paper. They would find ledger papers from Indian agents that were discarded and they would take it, he said. And they started to drawing their stories. And that's something we look forward to, making more ledger art. Daisyne said she's been creating ledger art since she was 5 years old. I didn't know it was ledger art at the time, she said. But I've been exposed to art and culture since I was born. I've been dancing traditional powwow dances since I could walk, so that's how I got exposed to all this cultural knowledge at such a young age. She added that she also drew inspiration from the works of Paul Goebel, who wrote books and created ledger art. I remember seeing it for the first time and I was very amazed, but I didn't know what it was, she said. So, I tried imitating little stick figures, and I didn't know it was ledger art. I learned from my dad when I was 11 or 12 years old that it was ledger art, and I wanted to pursue going into ledger art. Daisyne said the majority of their work is currently serving as a sneak peek for a future project that they have planned down the line. In the same fashion as her father, they will reflect on Indigenous leaders that she viewed as superheroes. They're my heroes, the warriors that fought in the Battle of Little Bighorn, she said. That's what I wanted to cover. My father and I have a future project that's in the works that's going to involve these historical figures. As a way to showcase her culture through art, Daisyne said she is humbled to have their works showcased in a community like Cochrane. To even have this whole display, I didn't even think that this could happen, she said. This is kind of a cool and important moment in history, because Cochrane doesn't really have the best relationship with Morley or the reserve in the past, so it's like reconciliation. Hopefully this inspires other Stoney Nakota artists to bring their art forward to Cochrane, Calgary, or anywhere else. Malin Clausen, gallery director for Route 22, said she collective is honored to have the chance to host their work for the community. We are so fortunate to be connected with this family, Dennis and Daisyne specifically on their journey, Clausen said. We are floored that they've never shown before, but we are so fortunate to be the first to showcase their work, and we hope to be able to show their work more and they receive lots of exposure from this. Anyone interested in viewing the gallery may do so by visiting the Route 22 Artist Collective located on 312 Fifth Avenue. The gallery is open Tuesday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.